SBS Radio.
It's been 2 years since Rajshri Patel has held her four-year-old son, Nivan. The toddler went to India in July 2019 with his grandparents for what was meant to be a short visit. COVID-19 and Australia's travel ban made his return impossible. When SBS News spoke to Rajshri in February, her pain was clear.
It's like taking my heart away from me.
Nivan wasn't old enough to fly alone, and only the immediate family of an Australian citizen or permanent resident is legally allowed to enter the country. The government's rules define immediate family as a spouse, de facto partner, dependent child or legal guardian. Grandparents don't qualify. After several applications for travel exemptions were knocked back, Nivan was eventually allowed to travel with his grandmother 2 weeks ago. The pair completed hotel quarantine in Darwin before flying to Sydney on Wednesday night.
I feel so relieved. So it's like my heart is back.
But her father's travel exemption is yet to be approved. Rajshri became a citizen in 2018, and for the last year, the nurse has been working at a COVID-19 testing clinic in Sydney. The 33-year-old single mother says more should be done to reunite families.
All migrants need their family in here for some kind of help, like raising kids and everything.
There are still 209 Australian children stranded in India, along with 10,400 citizens and permanent residents who want to return home. It's a task made harder by the decision to halve the weekly cap on international arrivals on commercial flights beginning from July 14th. Neha Sandhu, administrator of the Australian Stuck in India Facebook page, says the repatriation process is too slow.
The families who are stuck since the beginning of the pandemic, they are in total distress.
Tim O'Connor, Impact Director at Amnesty International Australia, says the federal government has an obligation to bring all its citizens home.
We haven't seen them increase the quarantine places that are required. I mean, there are opportunities to do home quarantine, to triage people that have been vaccinated. Those things haven't been taken up, and it's a really serious failing of this government.
A spokesperson for the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade told SBS News since March 2020, almost 22,900 Australians have returned from India. In a statement, it says DFAT continues to work hard to assist Australians return by helping them access scheduled commercial flights within passenger camps and through organising facilitated commercial flights, prioritising vulnerable Australians. We want to see families reunited, but we must ensure the travel of minors is undertaken in appropriate and safe circumstances. DFAT is working with families in India and Australia to ensure the travel of children is undertaken safely. Each family is assisted on a case-by-case basis. It's understood 5 government-facilitated flights are scheduled to leave India for Darwin this month. Catalina Flores, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.